Hits 939's Bryce and Trace.
On the show with us right now, we had him on all last A-League season. He's joining us again this year, Fox Sports' Adam Peacock. Morning, Ads.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Oh, we're fantastic. Of course, A-League is back. NRL is finished, so we've got to have something to look forward to, don't we?
Yes, exactly. And this is well worth filling in the time with.
The perfect tonic. Round one kicked off last weekend. Some big results, some surprising results as well.
Yes, you're happy about one.
Absolutely.
Do you want to take us through it? What happened down there?
I'll just say Sydney FC smashed the Wanderers 4-0.
Yeah, you were too busy getting smashed at the Acras, though, yeah, weren't you?
So. This is also correct.
That is very, very true, Adam.
Like, how many times was he on his app checking the score every 5 minutes?
Yes. Yeah, he was out of control. But let's talk about the best game of round one, of course, the Brisbane Roar.
Oh.
What happened? How good was that?
Yeah, again. They're freaks. It's incredible. They scored this last-minute equaliser when they had really no right to because they were down to 10 men. But again, they do it. Victory. I think Raw were a little bit better. I'm not just saying that because given who we're speaking to here. But I think Raw were just that bit better. But then Matt McKay got an unfortunate red card and it kind of changed the game. But yeah, the way that they keep on doing it and scoring in the last minute, you're a clown if you switch off a Brisbane Raw match before the final whistle because incredible things happen right up until that final whistle.
Now, who else impressed you in the round one fixtures?
Obviously, Sydney FC, that second half against Western Sydney Wanderers was spectacular.
And can we just run there as well? We've got Bundy boy Josh Belante playing for the Mighty Sky Blues this year, so we're also keeping an eye on him more so.
That's an interesting journey that he's taken. He's gone from Bundaberg to Gold Coast to Newcastle to Florence to Lake Como back to Sydney FC.
Got a good passport.
Yeah. None of those ones that I said after Bundaberg, of course, have topped with the beautiful scenery there in Bundy.
Oh, but, no.
Yeah, his parents are probably listening this morning, so...
Yeah, they do listen.
Now, the Sydney FC second half was very good, and Melbourne City's first half against Wellington was outstanding too. So, some good football. It'll get better over the opening month. It'll take a bit of time to settle into the season, but Melbourne City and Melbourne Victory don't have much time because tomorrow night they'll be involved in the Melbourne Derby down there at Etihad Stadium.
Now, what impact do you reckon Tim Cahill's going to have on the A-League? Because that's most of the talk around the pre-season about what's Tim Cahill going to be like?
Well, his impact has already been noticed heavily in the sense that a lot more people than ordinary know that the A-League's actually started as opposed to last season when they kind of... They had that fly under the radar mentality, which is
actually that is so true, isn't it?
It is,
it's more hot, yeah, definitely.
Now there's like, oh, Tim Cahill's back. Oh, the A-League's back. It wouldn't have happened without Tim Cahill. So I was at an event in Melbourne on Wednesday where his only kind of media opportunity, and it was organised through Fox Sports. And all the free-to-air networks from down in Melbourne rocked up. Now, ordinarily, if they put up, say, Bruno Fornaroli, as good as Bruno Fornaroli is for Melbourne City...
They wouldn't go.
They wouldn't go. It's Tim Cahill. He adds that buzz. So, he's helped the A-League immeasurably over the past 3 weeks in building the hype. Now he's got to do the business. Can he do the business at age 36, 37? Well, he's done it everywhere he's gone, so you're not going to say no, but it'll be interesting to find out what kind of impact he does have on the field.
Now, after round one, Bryce has already claimed that Sydney FC are going to win. He's a bit premature, isn't he?
Yeah, extremely.
Extremely? Oh, I love that.
Never heard that before. Like saying,
it's a bit like saying at your child's second birthday that the kid's going to be a genius and he's going to be a multimillionaire before he's 30. Let's just let the kid kind of settle into things, and by the time we get to 10, 12, 14, age for the kid, rounds for the competition, we'll find out exactly.
Got more idea.
Yeah, a lot more idea. Yeah.
Now, our Socceroos aren't doing too badly as well on their road to Russia. Of course, had the draw the other night and then the draw over in Saudi Arabia as well. We're looking all right.
Yeah, one of those games should have been a win. I mean, we played well enough to get a win on another day in arguably both of those matches. Led in Saudi Arabia until 10 minutes to go. Should have beaten Japan given the second half performance. Shouldn't have beaten Japan given the first half performance. That was way off. But the precarious position. They play Thailand away next, which I'm told is always a good away trip.
Oh, would be.
Bangkok.
Why is that, boys?
Yeah.
Stays in Phuket.
The Socceroos really need to win that. Otherwise, it could be a bit closer than it really needs to be. They should get out of the group on talent, but, of course, funny things happen in football. You never know.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll be keeping a close eye on Fox Sports. Of course, you can catch it tonight. Adelaide up against the West Sydney Wanderers in the grand final rematch, and we'll see you as well tonight on Fox Sports, Adam Peacock.
I'll be there. Then the Melbourne Derby tomorrow night. Can't wait for both. Bryce and Trace on Hits 939.